Today is Monday, June 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm going to start out with a little bit of an announcement because I just want to make sure that everyone knows. I'm going to try to start doing this every episode. Who knows? Let me turn this music down a little bit more. But what am I talking about? I'm trying to click around a website and talk at the same time. It doesn't work very well, so let me stop that. But I wanted to announce that the registration for the Pride 48 live streaming event is ongoing right now. So if you are a show, if you're a podcast, and you want to live stream your show over at Pride 48 between July 23rd and the 25th this year, it's a lot of fun. We will provide any technical assistance that you need. We do training if you've never streamed before. Even if you stream already on Facebook or YouTube or anywhere else in video, it's a good chance for you to stream an audio version of your show that people can listen to in the car or wherever. I mean, I do watch Netflix in the car, but don't tell anyone. So you can go to register.pride48.com, and that will take you to the registration form. Or if you're not signed up, you'll need to sign up first. And if you're a listener and you have any LGBT or LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts that you listen to that you have not heard on the Pride 48 stream, email them and tell them about the event, because we really would like to have a lot of shows. We've gotten a good response so far, but we need more. And I'm gonna take a little time out of every show to talk about that, if I remember. So anyway, it was a weekend. We recorded, first of all, my diet's been going horrible, so I didn't weigh. I'm so sorry. And I should weigh, because, I mean, if I don't weigh, I don't know whether I've gained or lost. And it's a problem, because if I don't weigh, then I can splurge and not feel as bad about it, because I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if I gained or lost. It's all fine. It's all fine and good. But I didn't. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I probably gained again. And I'm just going to be honest about it. But I didn't weigh myself. I had gained a pound, but I think I already told you guys that. So instead of losing, 24 pounds, I've now lost 23 pounds or something like that. Although I probably gained again. And so who knows? I probably gained another pound or two. But this week, so far, I've done really good. Today, I had a salad. I made my own dressing with Dijon mustard, a little bit of olive juice, some Sweet and Low. This sounds really gross. I think that was it. Just a little bit of olive juice, Dijon mustard. Oh, a little mayo, a little light mayo to add some creaminess. And I added some water to thin it out, and then I just drizzled it on top. I think I would not do the olive juice. Instead, I would do some sort of vinegar, because I feel like the sweetness with the olive juice was kind of weird. But, I'll make some more tomorrow, because I'm going to have salads for lunch all week or leftover dinners. And then tonight, I'm going to make lettuce wraps, because lettuce wraps are practically 0 points, because there's no carbs. I'm using my 99% fat-free turkey. Now, hoisin sauce has a little bit of points, and so I'll get maybe 3 points from that. And then I may add some walnuts, because the recipe I found calls for water chestnuts, but I don't have any. And I thought for a little crunch, I could add some walnuts, and those will add a few points as well. So, but all week this week, I'm trying to do less points to counteract my horrible diet last week, basically, and over the weekend. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm going to do salads, I'm going to do lettuce wraps, I'm going to do chili, which is very low points, I'm going to do eggs, but I'm going to do it with cauliflower rice instead of regular rice, because we normally do regular rice with our eggs one night, And we're going to see how it goes. Anyway, I'm just making up for all the splurging I've been doing. So over the weekend, I didn't do, we didn't do too much. I'm trying to think of what we did. So we recorded Mix Minus Friday night, and it was typical. Other than Auntie Scott said, well, Adam, we know you've cheated all week, and you always say you can't drink alcohol because you're on a diet, but we know you've already broken your diet for the week, so you might as well drink. So I don't know why he wanted me to drink, but I said, okay, fine, I haven't drank in a while. It had been a long time since. So I brought up, I got my vodka out of the freezer, and I got my Malibu. And because my goal was I was going to make shots with like half Malibu, half vodka to make a coconut vodka shot, basically. So I did that. We recorded. All went fine. Mark had a bowling party that he wanted to go to. So he went to this bowling party, and I ate on my own. And I didn't give myself enough time to eat before the show. So, well, to finish, when we eat, we always watch a show. So when I eat, I have to watch something. And so I went and picked up some food, and I came back. And I've been watching Mayor of East Town. Not mayor, like a mayor, but mayor. M-A-R-E. It's a name. So I've been watching that, and it's a show that Mark is not interested in. And so I watched that, but I didn't give myself enough time because those episodes are like, I think, exactly an hour long. And I had only given myself 45 or 50 minutes before it was time to record Mix Minus. So I watched all of that, but like the last 10 minutes, and ate my dinner. And then we started doing the pre-show for Mix Minus. And, that's loud. So then when we were done recording for the evening, the show went well. I drank as requested, and the show went well. And then we had our little post-show. And we hung out for a little bit longer than we normally do, I think. And when it was time to end, I thought, well, I'm going to finish that last 10 minutes of Mayor of Easttown. Because I have this episode. I need to finish it. And so I went in the, because I have a TV on the other side of the studio, behind the studio divider that I've set up with my little acoustic foam. So I have a whole living room set up on the other side with the TV in it. And that's where my 85-inch TV is that Gary thinks is not 85 inches. So I turned it on and I watched the last 10 minutes. Well, I got so into it, I thought, well, you know what? It's only 1 a.m. I'm going to watch one more episode and then I'll go to bed. Because I used to stay up till 3 or 4 a.m. on a consistent basis. And since I've been with Mark, my bedtime has gotten earlier and earlier and earlier. It's all his fault. It is all because he is an early to bed sort of person. And so I started watching the next episode, but I guess I was drunker and sleepier than I thought. So at some point I fell asleep, and then we have these ottomans. And then for whatever reason, I laid face down on the ottomans. I don't even know why I did that. Like, I'm not really even sure why. I think I was hot and they were directly under it. Their ottomans are directly under the ceiling fan. I'm not really sure. Anyway, I woke up at 3 a.m. laying face down on the ottomans in the living, you know, in the studio living area, living room area. TV was still going because it had auto played and I had no idea what was going on. And I went to bed. And then, yeah, on Saturday, Mark said, did you come to bed really late? And I said, yeah, I fell asleep. So then on Saturday, I don't remember really what we did on Saturday. I'm trying to think. We got up and we went for our walk, which we always do. And we do every day now. And then I know. We decided to have brunch on Saturday, so we went to Jose's, which is a Mexican restaurant, and they put a sign out that said, voted Northwest Arkansas's number one brunch spot. And I said to Mark, I said, how do we know that that's really true? Also, They didn't say where they were voted number one. Was it their friends and family that voted they were number one? Was it in a magazine? Was it in a newspaper? Was it on a website? Like, where was it? Anyway, we went there. We had brunch. And it was actually good. It was really good. I'm not sure that I would rank it number one of anything, but it was very good. We really enjoyed it. We had we shared some churros, French toast, some breakfast taco with some potatoes, and then a biscuit with I think it's chorizo gravy with an egg on top of it. And we just shared. And then both of us had a raspberry mimosa. It was really good, actually. And then I know what we did. We came back and I needed to mow the lawn. So I mowed the lawn. I edged. That always sounds like I'm being naughty. But I edged. I weed-eated. And everything looked so good. I'm so happy with how my yard is starting to look. It's green. It looks a lot better than last year. Most of the weeds are gone now that were there last year. And so I did all of that. And then we had decided we were going to watch a movie Saturday night. So I had already booked a movie because our first movie since COVID, it's been our first movie in a movie theater. And so I reserved that for 7:45. And so we went to the movie theater and we were able to reserve our seats so that, and the Malco is blocking off seats in between you and the other people. So when you book your ticket, it will X out at least one seat in between you and the people next to you for COVID. And then if you do one seat over from that, then you actually get two seats in between you and the other person. You can work it out that way. So I did that. We got some popcorn and a drink and we watched Quiet Place 2. And it was really good. We really liked the first one and it was good. And then we got dinner afterwards. We just picked up some Raisin Cane's chicken and came home. And that was our evening. And then on Sunday, I had a bunch of work I needed to finish. So I spent 2 or 3 hours working on Sunday morning and part of Sunday afternoon. And then, you know, we had planned. I've just found that I'm going to have to start planning a little bit of time to work while watching TV, like at night or on the weekend or something like that, because I have so many meetings during the day and there are these little tasks that I just can't get done because I'm not a good multitasker. And so I got so much done in just the 2 or 3 hours that I spent over the weekend just doing odds and ends little things on my to-do list without anybody bothering me. And then we were supposed to have dinner with my parents, and I will talk about that tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. And don't forget, if you're a show, go over to register.pride48.com and register for the July event. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.